Good evening, good evening. How y'all doing? Today, I had something on my mind that I really wanted to talk about. And it's about stocks, but it's more about simply being successful in life. I want to give away about 9 or 10 things that can signify that success is in your future. And you can apply this in so many different ways, you know. The first thing I want to talk about is you can adapt to change. I was talking to a friend of mine earlier and I was telling him how Lyft just invested in bicycles, and that alone is going to put them ahead of Uber. And how Lyft and Uber can actually, are actually putting cabs out of business, right? And how Netflix and things like that put Blockbuster out of business. And then how Netflix is on verge of, and streaming is on verge of putting cable companies out of business. See, as an investor and as a person, you have to be willing to adapt to change. Always see the upside. Be willing to see ahead of the trend and roll with it. And that's key with investing. The thing about investing is, you know, the world is constantly evolving. So if you can see ahead of time, right? So, you know, technology is the wave. So with the new technologies that's coming out, like, be ahead of the trend. You can invest them at an early stage and blossom from them. But it's in a successful nature, being able to adapt to change, not complaining about it. And like, people see Facebook and Instagram, like, oh man, I hate the new change. Well, they not changing this for nothing. You know, it's so many. So they've done so much studying, they see what's going on. Be able to adapt to change is great. Having something to prove to yourself, though, not to no one else. Being able to prove to yourself that you can do whatever you set your mind to, especially when it comes to investing, like knowing that you can see that profit, knowing that if you take an L, if you take a loss, that's not an L, that's just something you can learn from, you move forward. You know what I'm saying? Telling yourself that you can do it. Always motivating yourself about your dreams and your goals, your aspirations, being successful. You want to reach $1 million. Ask yourself, how can I reach $1 million? What can I do to reach this $1 million? See, investing can be shine so much light on your life from so many different avenues, because investing in the stock market opens your mind up to so many new possibilities. Another thing is just being able to evaluate yourself the same way you would evaluate a company. You would evaluate that company from top to bottom, the assets, the liabilities, what's holding that company down, right? Things that can propel that company forward. Same thing you have to do with your own life. Invest in your life the same way you would invest in a company. They go hand in hand. Invest in your knowledge. Believe in yourself. Take yourself seriously. You know what I'm saying? Don't let people walk all over you. Protect your image. You know what it takes to achieve your goals. And that goes with investing as well. You know? Know what goals you have set. Know how many stocks, how many shares you want to buy in a company. And do what it takes to achieve that goal. And we always talk about this, paying yourself first. Right? Paying yourself first. You know, that's a great way to go about building a position in a company. You see a company you like, you tell yourself, I want to put 50 shares in this company. And you do what it takes to invest in that company every day. Every time you get paid, you put money into that company, no matter where the price at, right? Because you're investing for the long term. And if it goes down, you buy more. And that's investing in yourself. Knowing what it's going to take to achieve your goals. Sacrificing. In order to be a great investor, you have to be willing to sacrifice. You got to be willing to sacrifice the clubs. You got to be willing to sacrifice going to drink with your partners and them. You got to be willing to sacrifice buying a new J's. You got to be willing to sacrifice getting them new clothes, because you want to sacrifice that money, the now, for the later. Funding that account, putting money in that account, letting that account grow, building that position in this company before you move to the next company, building a position in this company until you move to another company. That's how you grow, building positions. You're not in a rush. Take your time, move slow, find a pace, find a strategy that works for you as an investor, but also in life. See, I'm a companion too. I'm showing you how being a great investor can also make you a great person in life, investing in yourself. Remember, adapting to change. You got to adapt to a change in the economy. You got to adapt to change that's going on in the stock market. Being able to adapt in those different fluctuations that happen in the economy and in your life makes you a better. Listen, to be a great investor, right, you also have to be a great investor within yourself. You know, identifying what's wrong and be willing to fix it. Like if you're investing in the stock market, visualizing, what am I doing wrong? What did I do wrong? Damn, I did this 5-6 times. It didn't work out for me. I took an L. What did I do wrong? What didn't I see in this company? What do I need to change about my strategy and the way I approach this company and investing in different companies, right? You do that with yourself. What am I doing wrong with life? Why am I not, you know, I keep getting $10,000. I can't get over $10,000. What do I need to do? I keep making the same mistake. Be able to step back and look at yourself and say, okay, this is what I'm doing wrong. I need to change my approach. Evaluate yourself and be willing to fix that. Be willing to fix that change. Be willing to do what it takes. You know, you can being able to handle stressful situations without breaking down and letting them get the best of you. Listen, one thing about the stock market is it's going to crash. It's going to have a bust. It's going to have a downturn. It happened every 4, 5, 6 years. It's going to happen. The thing about that is being strong enough, investing in strong companies that you won't panic under pressure, knowing that the companies you've invested in, right, can withstand the test of time, right? And you steady feed those companies as they're going down, as they're going slow, you feed them. In retrospect, you do that with your life as well. Situations get stressful, situations that you can't control, right? You step back, you handle them. You don't be emotional. You know, you calm down, you do what's necessary. You make the minor changes. But being stressful and making emotional decisions will cost you a lot of money in the stock market, and it will cost you a lot of grief and pain in your life. Being competitive. Like, for me personally, I want to be the best investor that's out here on this journey, on my journey. I want to be the best. I want to take my investment knowledge and bring it to a new level, to where I'm teaching people, I'm turning people's life around, I'm empowering people, right? I want to be a great investor. But also, I'm competitive in my life. I'm striving to win. I'm using the tools that I have, the potential that I have, to do what makes me, to bring out my best. And you have to do that as an investor. You got to do the homework. You got to do the research. You know, don't look at, oh, man, he making this money doing this. I need to do that. No, because you don't know what his tools are. My toolbox and your toolbox are two completely different toolboxes. But I tell you what, if I maximize the tools in my box, the limit and the potential is out of this world. And that's the same thing with investing. Like, if you maximize the tools that you have, the way that you learn, the way I learn and the way you learn will be two different ways. And if you maximize that, if you maximize your potential, if you maximize your tools, right, then you can be the, what you can be is unspoken. And one of the things that I really want to spoke on is love seeing other people be successful. Like, that is so great. Like, when you enjoy other people being successful, even in the stock market. Like, I talk to different traders. One of my brothers, man, my brother Harry, me and him talk all the time. And he was so excited to hear that I was an investor. He was like, bro, you don't know how happy it is to be able to communicate with somebody. And we invest two completely different ways. I take some of the things he's saying and he takes some of the things I'm saying and he. If he texts me and say, man, I made $60 on this today, I'd be like, dog, that's what's up. If I text him and tell him, bro, look, I made $100 today, I made $80, I'm up $40 today, I'm up $80 today, he'd be like, bro, that's what's up. Enjoy seeing other investors and other people win, right? That lets you know that it's possible for you to win. right? You don't have to recreate the wheel. What I mean by that is when the wheel was created, in order for somebody to be successful, they didn't have to recreate the wheel. You can take the same design, right, and improve on that. So the people who've come before you who've been successful, right, you can improve on that knowledge. So when you see somebody else win or somebody see you winning, like, you don't have to be mad at them either. Man, congratulate them. See them doing good. And let it come from a genuine place. Because when you genuinely are happy for other people, it helps you as well. Just like an investor. Like, when I see people making, I just saw the dude made $1 million in one trade. $2 million, I'm sorry. In one trade. $2 billion, I'm sorry. In one trade, he bet against the vitality in the market. And in my mind, I said, bro, I got to learn how to do that. It can be done. They let me know it can be done. So, and also one thing about being a great investor, and I just want to notice before I go, that being a great investor in the stock market, each company has its own identity. That helps you with dealing with people, right? The way you approach the stock market can be the same way you approach yourself and the way you approach your life. It's your boy, Man of Wall Street Traveler. Follow me on Instagram, wall_street_traveler. I just give knowledge on about investing in the stock market, being successful, going after what you need to do in life, man. I want to teach people what they need to know to be great investors, man. I'm giving y'all my knowledge. I'm giving y'all my game, man. Blessings.